got your giant-sized appetite.
And that is my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa in the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We've got a big show lined up for you this week, including a look at the Taste of the Giants, which is coming up at MetLife Stadium on Monday, November the 17th. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Bose, as we take a look back at a very special weekend for the New York Giants, homecoming weekend.
This is an event that we look forward to every year because it's so great to see so many familiar faces. And I'm really proud to tell you that this is a record turnout. I think we have over 100 former players here, and we're really pleased about that.
It really is great to see all of these players come back and come back with their spouses and kids and so forth. Many of these guys have played for other franchises, but they consider, having played with the Giants as their home.
I mean, it's nice, man. I mean, actually, for the occasion, I think it's outstanding. You know, New York Giants have always been a first-class organization, and for them to take time out during the season, it's just outstanding. I'm glad to be part of it.
I'm glad that the Giants had these things so we can come back and, still connect with guys and talk about what we used to do, the good old days, and it's just a good time.
Once a Giant, always a Giant. Thank you.
You honor us with your presence here tonight because you're such an important part of our legacy. You made our legacy, all of you guys in here. And whether you played for 1 year or 15 years, you're part of the family. You're a Giant forever. And that's something that we will always appreciate. And we thank you very much for all the contributions that you've made to this organization. I thank you.
First time ever being in this place, they do a good job with it. They do a really good job with it. I'm happy to be here. So if you come out to support Mike,
It's our audience because I have like 50, 60, 75 people here and players and their families that I played with.
Players and their wives?
Yeah, and their wives and
Get it out now.
I'm not going to cry.
No, get it out now.
I mean, I'm breaking a little bit, but I'm not going to go the full crying mode.
Get it out right
but
now.
But it's great, and I want to say that I love these guys. I love their families because they were my family, and I thank you guys for coming here this morning. And man, it means the world to me.
Oh, man. Y'all made me nervous today, man. Y'all threw me off my game.
Well, no, I'm not nervous about tonight, like the whole thing, but y'all sitting out here today, it's like these fools been in the locker room with. They know stuff nobody else know. They see me act way nobody else see me act.
And now let's get our homecoming going by welcoming back our Giants legends. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Giants have a very special presentation as we honor and pay tribute to one of the greatest players in our storied history. He is the latest inductee to the Pro Football Hall of Fame and follows in the long line of Giants greats. Our very own superhero, Michael Strahan.
It is my great privilege on behalf of the other 287 Hall of Famers to present you with this ring of excellence as one of the great players in the history of the game, Michael Strahan.
All I'm going to say is there is no me without everybody lying in this way, being a part of it. Without all the guys who couldn't make it or were a part of teams I was a part of from 93 to 2007, with these guys who are up here with me to lead the way, to inspire me to come out here every day, practice in every game, to be the absolute best I could be, wave those towels for every player who's ever put on his uniform, for every fan who's ever rooted for this team, because we are the New York Giants!
It really was a fantastic weekend for Giants fans and the Giants alum, as many greats came back to be a part of the rich history of the New York Giants. We'll take a timeout. When we come back on the show, we'll tell you about the kitchen staff here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. We've moved into the Giants cafeteria here in the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Now, one thing that's very important to the organization is how the players are fed from a nutritional standpoint. Here's a closer look at the Giants cafeteria staff.
We get in the door around 5:30 a.m. We do a beef, a chicken, a fish daily, soups daily. There's a salad bar, a deli. It's pretty hectic. We're running from the moment we get in, from the time we leave. We have a lot of great chefs. My right-hand man is David Santos. He's my sous chef. He's a machine. He works very hard, and he's a great chef.
It all started when I was little. My grandmother always had Christmas Eve. We did it at our house when she always came over to make, you know, the Italian and all the fishes and everything. So she got me started, and from then on, I figured that would be something that I really like to do.
Omar McKenzie, he's my second sous chef. He takes care of most of the breakfast. He's flipping omelets.
Now, where did you learn the technique of how to crack an egg with your knuckle? Because I watch you every morning, and you.
Back in the days, everybody just used to crack on the table, open it. It takes a long time, so I just hold one hand, crack, pop, drops right out.
Rachel, my salad bar lady, she makes some great grain salads that everybody loves.
So you have four different kinds of lettuce, right?
Yeah.
What's the most popular one?
Spinach.
Spinach.
We have Jose, who works at the deli station.
What's your favorite sandwich to make?
We have one that's called a Weatherford wrap. It's very popular.
Chicken, tomatoes, lettuce, pickles, throw some banana peppers in there, and we're going to call it a wrap.
All right, so, Chef Angelo, obviously you guys got to get things hustling. You go right from breakfast on to lunch. So, what do you got going here?
Homemade salmon burgers. We got chicken burgers. We got an all-natural grass-fed beef burger.
You get them on the grill. They give it that nice grill char, that grill flavoring. Cook it to rare, and then use the big oven to kind of finish things off. Nice and juicy.
Oh, yeah.
Angelo, we saw the broccoli. We tossed it a little olive oil, salt, and pepper, ready to come out. Pretty quick, huh?
Ready to come out.
Cooked to perfection. I'm telling you, it's phenomenal, folks.
Giving them that clean food can make a big difference in terms of speed, endurance, energy, recovery, and can also help prevent injuries, which is so important.
The biggest role is really looking at the menu items and what we can put into our nutrition analysis system and get information for, and then really taking some of the items Angelo knows the players really like, making them a little bit healthier, and then getting the nutrition information for them.
We've been slowly incorporating more and more of the clean food over the years. So we've slowly cut out some of the higher fat meats. We've switched over to some whole grains. And then this off season, we discussed, okay, now let's do it 100%.
Try to incorporate as much veggies as we can into their diets. We're eating healthy, eating clean. We're taking that to the next level this year.
Giants have been very diligent this year, making sure the players are fed the proper food, which also helps with their performance on the football field, including heat exhaustion, which is the focus of this week's Sports Injury Journal, presented by Hospital for Special Surgery.
My name is Jim Kinderneck, and I'm at the Hospital for Special Surgery. I'm the program director for our primary care sports medicine fellowship. I work with the New York Giants, and today we're talking about heat-related illness and some of the prevention strategies. It at the end of the day, it's really kind of two things. One is, how much heat do we generate, and how much heat can we dissipate, get rid of? So on the prevention side, it has to do with things like hydration. Are you well hydrated before practice? So the worst thing to be is dehydrated before practice, because hydration matters. Things like equipment play a role. The biggest challenge we have with football is you put a lot of equipment, and again, you're blocking your ability to get rid of heat. The better shape we're in, the more efficient we are at dissipating heat. And so there are certain things in terms of our ability to sweat quicker, sweat more, and more dilute, less salt. Dilute is good, so it's all about its ability to evaporate. So salty sweat is not going to evaporate as well as dilute sweat. There's a lot of strategies we use. Hydration, we'll have the players before and after practice weigh themselves. We use their weight as an indication of what their hydration status is. We want their weight to nearly be the same when they start practice each time.
As you can see, the Giants are well taken care of when it comes to their health and performance on the football field. Time for this week's edition of Giants Trivia.
The 1986 Super Bowl winning coaching staff of the New York Giants had three members that would go on to be head coaches in the NFL. Can you name them? The answer coming up after the break. The three coaches on the 1986 coaching staff that would go on to be head coaches in the NFL were Bill Belichick, Romeo Crennel, and Ray Hanley.
That's this week's edition of Giants Trivia, as we welcome you back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Time for this week's edition of How Well You Know Your Teammate. And in focus, Justin Pugh.
All right, another week of How Well Do You Know? And that's right, we're hitting up the offensive lineman. We're going to find out, how well does Justin Pugh's teammates know him?
Nickname? He's calling Pugh. I don't know.
You're close.
Pugh Daddy?
Almost. One more time. If something's not big, it's...
little?
We give him a hard time. Some of the older guys call him T-Rex.
When we first came to Syracuse, his nickname was Puny for a while.
Puny? No way.
Because when I was in college, I couldn't lift very much, so my weight coach gave me the nickname Puny, so kind of stuck with me since then.
So does Justin Pugh have a middle name?
Yes.
What is it?
David.
That is correct. What's his biggest pet peeve?
Someone being late. There we go. So you got one.
He got one right.
Yeah.
What's his favorite food?
Favorite food? Probably, you know, portions of everything. Probably, you know, fried chicken, pork chop, tuna fish.
How is someone's favorite meal tuna fish? It's pizza. Yeah.
Pizza? Tuna pizza, that's what it is.
It's all about the pizza. Do I have to be more specific?
Yeah, what kind of pizza?
Margarita.
No.
Pepperoni?
Nope.
Oh, a buff chick. There it is, yeah.
Well, buffalo chicken, anything. You know, it's got my name written all over it.
I'm curious, if you eat buffalo chicken pizza, do you sprinkle blue cheese sauce all over the pizza before you eat it?
You have to.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? Let me think. Lone Survivor. Mark Wahlberg. Awesome movie.
His favorite movie? Titanic.
No.
Well, that's mine. Madagascar.
No. Are you serious?
Anytime we got to watch those type of, maybe Kung Fu Panda or something like that.
Soldier.
Oh, same Primer Ryan. No?
Nope.
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, Mark Wahlberg movie. Shoot.
Soldiers, Army.
Lone Survivor.
If you could play any other position in the NFL, what would it be?
Quarterback.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure he'll say D-tackle. Right? I know I got that right. What is it? Knowing Pugh, he's kind of a pretty boy, you know. I think maybe quarterback would be his position.
Receiver?
Nope.
The end.
No!
I don't know.
Running back.
Really?
Yeah, or tight end. You know, I do have good hands. I have a pick six from high school, so I always relive that.
If he could go up against any defensive end in the NFL and look forward to it, who would be the guy, the one guy he'd want to go up against on Sunday?
Me.
I want to play against Charles Johnson again from the Panthers. So I can't wait to go against him again.
Wow. That's not Pew. We're not talking about the same Pew then.
That's this week's edition of How Well Do You Know? Justin Pugh. Time to shift the rhythm of the show a little bit for this week's edition of Sideline Jam.
I got the animal. I got the animal. I got the animal. I got the animal. With the heart of a lion, and it's other than an elephant. Yeah, I'm scared of rats, but I'm ready for anything. If you're wrong with your deed, you'll be very afraid. I don't know how to behave. My team fresh out the cage. I got the animal. 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 I got the animal.
That's this week's edition of Sideline Jam. When we come back, we'll tell you about a very important Giant initiative off the field, which has a lot of fun in it as well. It's Taste of the Giants. We'll tell you about that when we return to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, after this. This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, back in the cafeteria, because on Monday night, November the 17th, the Giants have a big event coming up. It's the Taste of the Giants. Now, it's a lot of fun for everybody, but it has a very important cause. Stevie Brown and Jeff Schwartz went to the Bowery Mission for Rock and Wrap It Up.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Dude, it's good to hear.
Very humbling to come out here and, you know, serve the community and see the types of people that, you know, we can provide this service to. You know, just, you feel what kind of fulfilled that you're able to do this.
When somebody comes to an event like this, it touches them forever. The work that both Stevie Brown and Jeff Schwartz are doing, sadly, are done every night here when they're not here. And there needs to be food to feed the 1,000 people that the Bowery Mission feed every day. They feed 700 for lunch, and they feed another 300 for dinner every day.
You know, it's the Rock and Wrap It Up project, and they go around and collect food to bring it to shelters such as this. A lot of times you think that the food that doesn't get cooked at a sporting event or a concert goes to waste, but whenever you see a project like this that comes around and collects the food to take it to a shelter in need of this, it definitely, you know, puts a different spin on it. So you don't feel as bad whenever you see all that food that's left over at the end of the day. You know it's going to go to a good place.
It's a great pickup. It's going to feed probably about 300 people.
Definitely a wonderful thing that we're supporting the Giants, Rock and Wrap It Up, and all the stuff that they do to provide food for people that can't afford it and need it. So it's definitely great when you see kind of the whole process.
Oh yeah, I got you. I think they said it was 287 people that came through here in a little over an hour. Just to be able to see the smiles on their faces and just for them to come in here and get a hot meal is definitely humbling. There you go.
Thank you. God bless.
Taste of the Giants is going to be a wonderful evening. It's going to be a lot of fun. And once again, all the proceeds go to Rock and Wrap It Up at the Bowery Mission. If you would like to attend Taste of the Giants, simply go to giants.com/taste to buy your tickets. Time to shift gears now for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Big Blue will be heading up to Seattle this weekend to take on the defending Super Bowl champion Seahawks. Obviously, for the Giants, it's been a struggle as of late, having dropped their last three. But it gets back to just doing the little things. And little things will create big things for this football team. You know, picking up first downs on third downs, moving the chains, and just getting a little something positive going as far as the offense is concerned. Grab a little energy, keep that offense on the field, manage the down and distance properly. If the Giants can stay in those second and third and shorts, convert some of those third downs, it keeps that crowd in Seattle, that 12th man, quiet. And then Listen, the Giants are going to have to force some turnovers on defense and play with that passion that we saw during that three-game winning streak. We know that Tom Coughlin's teams have always responded, and the Giants have an opportunity on Sunday to do just that. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next Saturday night right here on My 9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.